Welcome to the Pinnacle 5 podcast series. I'm Summer Yeiser, host of this series of information and advice on financial topics. Our topic for today's podcast is 5 ways to protect your mobile phone or tablet from cyber threats. Our guest is Mark Brown, the Information Security Officer at Pinnacle Financial Partners.
Thanks, Summer. It's really good to be here.
Now, most of us can't live without our mobile devices. We also constantly read in the news about how hackers can get into even the most secure computer systems. As Pinnacle's Information Security Officer, I know you have experience in preventing cyber threats. So what are you going to talk about that will likely surprise our listeners the most?
Most people are careful about security on their computers. However, many don't realize that security on their mobile phones and tablets is just as important. This includes lots of threats and downloading apps, which to some people might be a surprise.
Well, I'm certainly in that number. So, Mark, give us a summary of the 5 points that you're going to cover today, and then more information on each, please.
So, we've got 5 different things that we want to cover today. The first is protecting your data in case of loss or theft. The second includes the use of antivirus or anti-malware programs on your mobile device. The third is connecting to secure Wi-Fi and making sure you disable your Wi-Fi settings when not in use on your mobile device. The fourth is using caution when downloading apps from the internet. And the last is never unlock the default security settings. So the first thing we want to do is make sure we're protecting our data in case of theft. Devices are really portable these days, and the biggest threat is a loss or theft of your mobile device, be it a phone or a tablet. Some of these devices have features to locate or recover a lost or stolen mobile device, and some of the providers may also include an ability to lock the phone and wipe out the data if it can't be recovered. Licensed security programs are also available for mobile devices and allow us to remotely lock and wipe that phone by text message. Most mobile device users should avoid storing any confidential data on their phone or tablet. But if storing sensitive data is required, then you should use an encryption software solution to ensure it's safe if it's lost or stolen. Be sure to replace your phone properly as well. A lot of times people forget about that. But if you decide to upgrade, be sure to delete all the information that's stored on your device before discarding, exchanging, or donating it.
Mark, how do you know that you've deleted the information? You know, many companies have to hire professionals to come in and wipe their computers. Does a phone have that same risk?
Well, it can, Summer. Depending on the information stored and the sensitivity of your personal contacts and message logs, the best practices for deleting the information on your phone are similar to that for any PC that you might donate. It's really not good enough to simply delete it in most cases. The memory must also be written over. Your device carrier or manufacturer or even a cell phone recycler can do this for you if requested. One cell phone recycler called Recellular offers the instructions for most cell models on its site. Follow the steps provided to ensure you've cleaned it or leave it to a professional to double check.
That's helpful to know.
You really should use antivirus or anti-malware programs as well on your mobile device. Most people know to run antivirus or internet security suites on their home computers, but they neglect to do this on their phones. There are apps available that let you scan your phone for malware and back up and restore your data online.
So which antivirus app do you recommend?
Well, I recommend additional protection for your phone if you tend to download any non-manufacturer installed applications from app stores, etc., for use on your phone or tablet. Phones today are really mini computers and a growing target for mobile malware. While I think everyone should choose the solution that really fits their needs the best, most of the major security firms you're familiar with, like Symantec, McAfee, AVG, Trend, all offer reliable applications that can be used on your phone or tablet. Lookout Mobile Security also offers a free security application for mobile phones. We'll include a couple independent review sites on our transcript for those interested in more information. So the third point I'd like to bring up when we're talking about securing our mobile phones and tablets is making sure we connect to secure Wi-Fi networks and making sure we disable Wi-Fi when it's not in use. Specifically, when you're not using Wi-Fi, you should disable features like Bluetooth and infrared connections. You should also avoid joining unknown Wi-Fi networks when you need to conduct sensitive business. It's strange but true, Summer, but there are criminals who also like to hang out at libraries, coffee shops, hotels, and other public Wi-Fi access points. Unfortunately, it's also been noted how insecure they are and easy to infiltrate by fraudsters using hacking tools like FireSheet. You should avoid using public Wi-Fi access points for anything sensitive or confidential, or requiring login with a username and password, especially financial transactions. Waiting to conduct sensitive business from secure Wi-Fi hotspots is a much better practice. The fourth point I'd like to bring up when securing our mobile device and tablet is we should all use caution when downloading apps. Be sure to check consumer reviews before you download an app. When you search for an app in the store, many of the descriptions will include recent reviews from other people who downloaded the app. Next, we should read the app's privacy policy, which contains disclosures about what information the app collects and how it uses that information. Many apps have privacy settings within the app itself, typically in the Settings or Privacy tab. The settings can manage activities like whether the app can access your local information. And last, we should check the privacy default settings to make sure you agree with them. You can also review the privacy settings for your device's operating system. For example, you can turn off the phone's ability to geolocate you or create a password to protect the phone. This is really critical when you're taking pictures on your camera phone.
So, Mark, what is the concern with taking photos with your mobile device?
Well, Summer, most people don't realize this, but when you're taking pictures on your camera phone, unless you turn the geolocation features off, then when you post those pictures to Facebook or other internet sites, then you might be giving away the location where they were actually taken. And it is a concern, really, when you're talking about taking pictures of your kids.
Mark, I'm so glad you've shared that. I'm going to check my mobile device as soon as our podcast is over. We've recently introduced a mobile banking app for Pinnacle. Should our clients follow all these steps before downloading the Pinnacle app?
In most cases, yes. If you are using a smartphone, connecting regularly to the internet, checking email, downloading apps, etc., you are at a high risk of being a victim of mobile malware without some of these precautions and additional security measures in place. And if you just want the peace of mind some of these security applications offer to remotely wipe or locate a device or encrypt your data, that can be a really smart investment. So our last point today is make sure you never unlock or jailbreak the default security settings on your phone or tablet. While some sites can promote the use of unauthorized applications, making them really enticing, Summer, fun games, etc., the end result is always the same. You've left your device open for criminals to abuse with targeted mobile malware. And further, you should never override the default security settings in your tablet or phone, especially if you plan to access personal or business email, mobile banking, or other sensitive information on the internet.
Let me recap the five ways you've recommended we should protect our mobile devices. Number one, protect your data in case the mobile device is lost or stolen. Number two, use mobile security programs, including antivirus and malware detection. Number three, be sure the Wi-Fi network you use is secure. Disable Wi-Fi when it's not in use. Number four, be careful about the apps you download. And number five, don't ever unlock the default security settings on your mobile device. Mark, what final takeaway do you have for our audience?
Well, Summer, while this problem we're talking about today, mobile malware, is small today in comparison with the problems with PCs, research shows steady, significant growth in mobile malware problems. Leading security firms like IBM X-Force, McAfee, and Symantec all warn it's just the calm before a growing storm on the mobile malware front. Taking these precautionary steps will help us to protect our data.
I'm sure many of our listeners are like me and probably wondering, how will I ever find time to do all these things? But I think the old adage, better safe than sorry, is very pertinent in this situation. Spending a little time to secure our mobile devices can save us a great deal of time and trouble in the long run. Mark, you've gotten my attention. Thank you for sharing your expert advice on this very important subject, and thanks to everyone for listening to this Pinnacle 5 podcast. You can learn more about Pinnacle under the About Pinnacle section of our website at pnfp.com.